Greetings, everybody. This is Simon Gilpo with Inspired, and I just want to wish you a massive happy Christmas. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see my ridiculous turkey hat on, and look at this tasteless. How's that for horrendous top? Anyways, folks, it's Thursday, and that's when Inspired comes out, and it's also Christmas Day, so we've decided not to put one out this year. But I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you for journeying with us over the last year. Do you know what? I have an incredible job, and we get to impact hundreds of thousands of lives, but the context is huge suffering, it's grimness, it's poverty, it's starvation. Burundi, the hungriest country in the world. I think you know this comes out under the auspices of Great Lakes Outreach. And what has been so beautiful is so many of you have backed us in terms of monthly or one-off donations throughout this year. It's spectacular. That has led to us being able to support about 5 ministries out there. We support 30 ministries, and things are so tough right now. A few weeks ago, the M23 rebels, Congo, took the village, the town opposite, and tens of thousands of people fleeing across. So mates who don't own their own houses have been kicked out of their homes because suddenly there's a supply-demand issue on rentals. Oh, it's the spillover is absolutely devastating. And Christmas is that time of year, isn't it, where there's, well, I mean, it's winter for many of us listening to this, although we're a global, you know, north, south, lots of people in the summer and on the other side of the world. But, you know, it's cold, it's dark, and it can seem like a bleak time. And then, no, the Christmas message is one of hope. It's one of hope. I was preaching a couple of, 10 days ago at a carol service, and I told them the story about Kitty Genovese, and she was a bartender in Queens, New York in 1964. And it is a horrendous story, because what happened was that she came back, was it 2 o'clock in the morning, and a man attacked her. And what happened was that she was at the bottom of her block of flats, and over the next 45 minutes, 38 people looked down, hearing her screams, came up on their balconies, watched. Everyone assumed that someone else was doing something about it. The attacker went off having done horrendous stuff to her. And then actually, because the police didn't come, he came back and he ended up, after violating her, he ended up murdering her. And sociologists coined the term bystander effect. Just a horrific story. But my point in telling that story was that Christmas, Jesus did come down. And He is not a bystander. God is not a bystander just watching us in our suffering and pain. And he sees the pain in this world. And I can't handle it, frankly. Sometimes I feel absolutely overwhelmed. But the great thing about the Christmas message is that God came down, Emmanuel, God with us, to be with us in our pain. And I know many of you are in pain. I mean, I think of my buddy, whose son took his own life, and he's like just hanging on in there with his faith and saying, Thursday mornings are so important to me as I wait for some good news, Simon. Thank you for that. You know, other people have sent in some lovely, you know, just give me an old and a young example. This is 80-year-old Betty. She writes, "Hi, Simon. I find your interview so refreshing and inspiring. Makes me hunger for more of God and knowledge of his plans for my future." I love that. She's 80. "Blessings to you and your ministry." And then this is Dave, who writes, "Simon, I love it when my 11-year-old daughter Susie, I'm putting her to bed and she says, 'Can we listen to Inspired?' And so we cuddle up and listen together and our hearts get stirred. Can't thank you enough." So, you know, that's whether you're 80 or 11 or somewhere in between, or older or younger, I just want to wish you a very happy Christmas, you know. And how can you bless us? If you've been blessed this year, please, hundreds of you have, but thousands of you haven't given us a review on Spotify or iTunes. That could be a little Christmas present. It could take 5 minutes. But that just means that many more people get the algorithm, and it's been fantastic. We regularly hit number one, number two in the religion and spirituality charts. But it's not about that. It's about just meeting and impacting more and more people, spreading the good news of what God is doing. And on the back of what I shared about Christmas and Burundi and what's going on with the Congolese rebels, you know, what we've done every year, and it's not too late to buy into this, but we've got just under 1,000 people working for us in Burundi, doing stunning work under incredibly difficult circumstances. And what we do every Christmas is we try to get $50, then 40 quid-ish. in local currency. And that means that actually, rather than Christmas just being a normal day of the year because no one's got any spare cash at all and they're struggling to eat one meal a day, on Christmas Day they can actually have some meat and maybe a soda, Fanta, and buy some sweets for the kids and a dress for the wife or whatever. And so we do that. And so actually, Christmas Day for me, I'm stuffing my face with my wonderful family. I'm so grateful for all of them. I think there'll be 19 of us later for lunch. But my mind flits across the globe to Central Africa, where there's so much suffering, but actually where, because let's say there's an average of six per family, you know, that's for 6,000 odd people in Burundi who are going to have a great day today, who are going to stuff their face, just have one day's respite from the daily grind of just trying to keep the show on the road. So if you want to help us with that, that's greatlakesoutreach.org/Christmas. And that's not Xmas, it's Christmas. GreatLakesOutreach.org/Christmas. If you want to give 40 quid, 50 bucks, whatever, for one family or for more, we're trying to cover all that. That's a significant expense, but it's really important to us because morale is so challenged right now. Another thing, a freebie that I want to offer you, and many of you have already done it, but is my daily devotional, Choose Life. The publishers have let me put it online for free, which is great. Thank you to them. Choose Life, 365 readings for radical disciples. And so if you want to get that, a daily or a weekly email with a film, we do that. And that's greatlakesoutreach.org/choose-life. So that's a freebie from me to you. And that's a daily shot in the arm. It doesn't matter whether you had toast or cereal for breakfast. It really does matter whether you choose to live by faith or by fear, whether you choose urgency or apathy, whether you choose clarity or trust, whether you choose rules or relationship, etc., etc. Daily good choices. So sign up for that for free. And listen, we've got a great preaching team here at Great Lakes Outreach, and I love being on the road throughout the year in schools and universities and churches, and genuinely, or men's breakfasts or youth events. So get in touch with me at info@greatlakesoutreach.org. And if I'm free, I'd love to come. If I'm not, we've got Adam, we've got Steve, we've got Wendy in our preaching team. So that'd be wonderful. Listen, I think I've gone on long enough, but praise God that Jesus came down and that he is the hope for the world. And yeah, often we can feel beyond hope, can't we? I remember cycling across America in 2012, 104 miles a day for 35 days it was. It was an incredible adventure. But on, I think it was about day three, and we were entering the hamlet, and you know, I'm bleeding on my backside, having a horrendous, you know, everything's breaking down. It was really tough. And I had my head down in discouragement. And the guys behind me said, "Look up, Simon." And I looked up, and we're entering the hamlet of Hope. It was called Hope. And then a mile later, we're exiting, and there's a sign saying, "Beyond Hope." Yeah. Praise God that we're not beyond hope. Praise God that Jesus came down, Emmanuel, God with us. That's our message we take into the new year. So I pray God's blessing on you, you beauties. Please spread the word. Spread the word. Let's get more people on the inspired journey with us through 2026. May it be the best year yet. I've had a few sucker punches in the last year. I assume you have as well. We're in a battle. I've just been memorizing the epistle of 1 Peter, and I've just got the end of chapter 4. 1 Peter 4 talks about, "Do not be surprised, dear friends, at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. No, but rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ." Because, yeah, you will rejoice when his glory is revealed. And, it's not meant to be easy, is it, this journey? We're in a battle, and I'm cheering you on into 2026. So happy Christmas today, and next week another fantastic guest that we've got on, but this is a bit of a shorter one today. Go and enjoy yourself with your family, stuffing your face, going to church, singing beautiful songs, worshiping the risen Christ, and Emmanuel, God with us. That's the message. There is always hope in him. All right, God bless you. Have a good day, have a good week, Christmas festive season, and toodaloo.